Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Logic Sports Podcast. I'm Shamar Davis, and I'm joined by my boys Dan Pleat and Nasir Subar.
What's up?
We back for season two, and we ready to talk some sports with you guys. And you guys already know what I want to talk about to start it off.
Oh, man.
My here boy Zeke got that chicken.
Zeke got all the bread.
And we back. I wasn't excited for football season. I'm going to keep it a buck with you guys, like, for real, because my fantasy team wasn't looking good. And then now, like, Zeke wasn't playing. I'm like, look, football could just wait.
Hey, I was fine with that.
Yeah, right. I was cool with him saying
I didn't think there was a chance of Zeke playing because I know you had to practice before Wednesday Wednesday.
I didn't think he was playing.
He was still in Cabo a few days ago.
Week one, I didn't think he was
playing. I didn't think it was going to happen.
Week one because the Giants, I think we could beat with or without Zeke. But, like, just having him knowing, like, he's here.
That's true.
Like.
So you might as well just good, trade like, him for your first week.
Yeah, right? I don't even think he's gonna get like a crazy workload.
Yeah, they said 20-25 reps.
Yeah, so I think it'll be. I think.
But
it'll
that's
be
that's huge that they actually give him a contract because Jerry Jones was just playing chicken with him. Like I don't get that.
He was, but now he's like, oh, Zeke deserves.
So let me
contract.
Ask you this, Shamar, since you're a Cowboys fan, where do you guys think you're going with quarterback to move up? Because now with you guys signing Zeke and you guys extended Collins this week,
I think
what's
that,
the QB discussion?
I think, to be honest, I think we have people to sign. We still got to sign Byron Jones, still got to sign
Cooper.
I think if I'm Jerry Jones, I'm going, you sign Cooper, and then you got to see how the season goes before you pay Dak. Like, I think the only way I'm giving Dak a long-term contract is if we, like, reach the Super Bowl. If we don't reach the Super Bowl, I think we kind of just have to franchise him.
Yeah,
if that becomes a problem, then just trade him after we franchise him, get some value from him.
I mean, I definitely agree.
Tank for Lawrence.
We just going to be bad next year. Yeah, and get Trevor Lawrence. But what about Jared Goff? What do you think about his contract?
He got a lot. I'm kind of mad that Wentz got his contract first because that just means that the next quarterback is going to get more money. Yeah. I truly think that Wentz is better even though he has more of a history of injury. I know Goff got to the Super Bowl.
But I'm fine with that, though.
Fine with him getting less money, but I just think, like, I don't know. I just don't like how that works. Like, I don't think Goff is worth that much money.
But, like, I feel like
And Dak is going to get that much money if they actually pay him.
I feel like
he's a good quarterback, but I don't think he's better than Wentz or Goff
right
now.
The players have the leverage, you know. I feel like Goff was just like, look, there's Dak coming up, Wentz coming up. I'm going to let them sign. I got to the Super Bowl. Like, these guys haven't got there yet. Like, they had some seasons or whatever, but I got to the Super Bowl.
This is why you can tell. Like,
so, like,
it's all
timing. It is all about timing. Because, like, now you know McCaffrey's happy. Alvin Kamara's happy.
Oh, yeah.
Zeke got paid.
Saquon's so happy right now.
Saquon's
got a couple.
He's got a couple years, but he's going to be
He knows he's going to get that, though, because his value's already so high. This, like, we're talking about him as being, like, a top running back in his second year.
Yeah.
Like, he's, like, a top five, legitimate top five.
You give him a good team around him, he's an MVP candidate.
His team can't really win. I don't really see them doing anything, but Saquon is different. But out of all the running backs, if you were to start a franchise, who you picking?
Oh, that's a great question. I probably would go with – I'm going to go with Saquon.
You want Saquon?
Because he's versatile. Yeah. Like, even though I'm an Eagles fan, you know. But even though he's so versatile as far as being able to catch out the backfield, he can run, he can juke by you. It takes one hard step to the outside, and he can just cut up and kill you for 60 yards. Like, it's crazy.
He's just a freak. Like, there's no other way to put it. Like, there's no one – I haven't seen anyone on the football field that can do what he's done in his first year. Like, he came into the league as a grown man. Like, he didn't come into the league as a rookie. He came looking to be one of the best players, you know? Like, it's hard to not want to start your franchise around him.
Yeah, I'd probably go Saquon.
He'd be up there. It'd be him or Le'Veon, to me, honestly, because Le'Veon's versatile.
They're so, like, all around and everything. Like, if you're talking about just straight running back, I'm going to take Zeke because I think he's the best. When he has the ball in his hand, just, like, under center, you're going to hand the ball up. I'm giving it to Zeke. But, like, Saquon could do just what Zeke does running the ball, plus what he could do receiving.
Zeke is just a type of running back that you don't really see too much anymore. Like, he's so big.
He's grounded.
But he shouldn't be able to jump like he does, to run
like
he does.
When
he starts getting downfield,
he
can just hit someone and then just be out towards the end zone. Like, he really has a great mindset on the field. And, like, as an Eagles fan, it's hard to watch him.
Yeah.
play for the Cowboys, but ever since Ohio State, man, like, it was pretty obvious this guy was going to come to the league and start tearing it up, you know?
You can see the superstars from within, like, from the college days. Like, Saquon, Zeke, like, running 200 like, these are elite defenses.
With all that money, like, he better hope he gets fed this year, man, because that's the only way that y'all can get to a Super Bowl. Like, that's the only possible way.
You know they're going to force feed him the ball, because now they paid him. They're going to be like, oh, we gave you your money. Now earn. Show us why you deserve this money.
But you also have to think, he's here for the next 8 years.
That's true.
Like, if we're paying him.
Y'all not gonna run him into the ground.
Like, that's the thing. Like, you look at the Rams. They just paid Gurley last summer, and they ran him last year. They ran him to get to the Super Bowl. It worked the way they ran him. But, like, now, like, you, they're kind of looking like, wow, he has arthritis now. Like, you know, we don't know if Gurley's going to be the same player
or not. True, but the arthritis you can't really account for.
Yeah, you know, you can't, but, like, yeah, you can't. But, like, I'm just saying, like, I think we still got to be able to use Pollard. Like, we drafted him in the fourth round. We have to be able to use him to make Zeke's career longer, at least for the first couple years while Pollard's here. Mm-hmm. Because Zeke's, what, like, 24, 25? 8 years from now,
running back doesn't have a lot of time.
Once they get to 30, it's almost done. So, like, I think we got to force feed him, but when we need him to, you know, especially I think we're a good enough team now that, like, you have to start saving his load for later in the season.
See, but that's the thing. Like, you guys, the Cowboys are good enough, which means that they shouldn't be having some of the issues that they have. They should know how to use Zeke a lot better. Like, they use Zeke well. But if you have a different coach that's not Jason Garrett, I think he's giving Zeke the ball more and he's using him in better situations.
Yeah.
You know? He's not going to run him when it's so obvious it's going to be a run, you know?
Every first down, we just run
exactly.
It to
Zeke. So when you get someone who can change it up and make Zeke more than what he's already shown, that's when he's worth all that money. Yeah. Like, he really can be worth all that money if you give him the ball 30, 35 times, including catches.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree. Right.
Enough of this Cowboys talk. I'm done with the Cowboys talk. Let's move on. What's the next thing? I'm done.
All right, so let's still talk football, but, like, who are your top five teams?
Top five teams?
Coming into this season.
You want me to go first?
I'll
go first.
Can hold up the trophy. Like, really,
I mean, I'm going to go Patriots first. Okay, I know it's every other year, but I'm still counting them as the best team. It's so hard to count against Brady. Second, I'm going to go Saints. I think they have something to prove again, last year.
Breeze is going to be different this season. They said he's locked in.
Yeah, Breeze. So, I have them second. I got the Rams third. I think they improved on defense by getting Matthews and Weddle. And, you know, the offense didn't really decline. Like, maybe Gurley with the arthritis gets less reps, but they're still a very, very good team with a very good head coach. Four, I'm going to go Eagles. I'm not trying to be biased. I just, like, there's so many weapons that the Eagles have. There really is. Which and then leads me to my fifth one, which is the Chiefs. They have so many weapons on offense. I'm just scared that defense might not be able to hold one of the better offenses. Mm-hmm. But that offense for the Chiefs is going to run up some scores. So
they
could definitely be good. I can see them going up in the rankings very early in the season, man.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to start off by saying you can love me, you can hate me. You know I'm starting off with the Eagles.
Eagles
I don't care.
One.
People can say I'm super positive, I understand, but I think Carson Wentz is going to return to the same platform he was in 2017 before the injury. I get it because now I feel like he's settled and now he has more weapons. And I also believe that the Eagles are going to make another move before the season starts.
Yeah,
well, not before the season starts, but they're going to try. Like, you see that they're trying to get Melvin Gordon.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big payoff if they somehow end up getting that. So, my second team, I'm going to go with the Chiefs because I really think they were literally one play away from last season from getting it.
Yeah.
If D-Ford isn't offsides, they get that pick, game's done. They're in the bowl playing the Rams, and who knows what. We probably see a shootout, and Mahomes could be holding up that trophy. So, I got them at two. Then I got the Patriots. I got to put them in the top three. I know I'm lowballing Brady a little bit, but
without Gronk, they could.
Without Gronk is, but I also think Gronk might end up making that return, depending on how they're looking. But they got N'Keal Harry, they got Josh Gordon back. I think that's, and you know, Edelman is going to get his. Like, you know, that's regular.
Yeah.
He's going to get the ball.
And I mean, everyone is with Brady there,
of course. And they still got Sony and James White in the backfield. Like, that's a strong threat. All right, my number four, I'm going to go with the Saints. Can't guard Mike. You know why, because you can't guard him. So,
with that kid yet?
Kamara.
Can't find nobody that can guard him.
Drew Brees, I really think these are on my back list, but I think Drew Brees really could end up being, like, one of the dark horses. Like, you really just – he just comes out of nowhere and has a crazy season.
Happens every year.
And then my fifth – you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to say the Chargers, man. Like, they're going to find a way, even without Melvin Gordon, they're going to somehow overcome this, and they're going to be a top – they're going to be a top team. They're going to be elite.
I see it, man.
Number one, I got Kansas City. I think they just talented. And then if you just look at it, just as an overall team, their defense is a little bit weak. But I think Mahomes.
Mahomes is just a different quarterback.
Yeah, Mahomes is actually crazy. And Andy Reid is one of the best coaches in the NFL. One of the best coaches in NFL history. I think that really does help them and solidify them as a top team. Because you know the coaching is going to be there. You know he's always going to improve. Number two, I'm going New England. They're, you know, they're always there. They should be number one no matter what. You know, they're going to be in the conference championship. You know that for a fact.
They're all business. Yeah. That's why they're so good.
It doesn't matter who they have. They're going to make those players work. They're going to put the best players on the field at all times. Three, I'm going the Saints. I just think the Saints, they always been, like, one of the best teams in football, especially, like, the past 2 or 3 years. Yeah. Just, you know, we never really seen what could happen because their season always ended in, like, a question mark. Yeah. But Drew Brees is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, top three. Their defense is solid. They create turnovers. They have a top five running back, a top five wide receiver. They have basically everything you need. They added Jared Cook. I really like the Saints. I always take the Saints every year to make to the Super Bowl. So, four, I'm going to go the Eagles. I think the Eagles, they're really talented. The only thing about the Eagles, I think if their secondary isn't the a question mark, they're just all young. If they come to their potential, then it can help.
I think Rasul Douglas is going to be sharp if they give him a chance. Every time he gets in the game, I know he has his plays where he gets burnt. They just need to stop jumping on the double moves. He's a ball hawk, low key.
It's just a matter of coaching.
I do think that Jalen Mills being on the PUP to start the year could help. Because it lets Sidney Jones start. It lets Douglas get more reps, you know. Maddox gets more reps. So.
You guys have a good young secondary, but now come playoff time, how are they going to do against the offensive mastermind?
We did get McLeod back, though.
Yeah,
That's a big come up.
McLeod helps, but five. I'm probably going to go Rams. I like the Rams because, you know, they were in the Super Bowl last year. Their defense is a defense, you know. They got Clay Matthews, Eric Weddle. They added pieces. They still got Marcus Peters. Aaron Donald's the best player in the NFL.
They still got Sue.
No, they don't have Sue anymore.
Sue's gone.
But they still got
Corey Littleton.
Sean McVay. They're going to score points and they're going to stop you. So they're going to be a good team. They're always a team that they don't get blown out.
Cooper Kupp's coming back on the offense too.
Gotta love that.
Yeah, there's a lot of good teams. You know, like the Chargers, they're up there too. You never know about like the Packers, the Bears, the Browns, the Cowboys. There's a couple of teams.
On the bubble, yeah.
Yeah, that are on like the bubble. But like, you know, I just think those top five teams, they really don't have much questions. You know, the only question that they have is just health.
Have we played?
That's everyone's question though. Every year, you know, staying healthy.
Yeah.
So, but if you know, when it comes to consensus for all three of us, when you're talking top five, like if they're all healthy, those should be, you know, our top four is maybe top fives. Like those.
I think they're the
four
same
of those
teams
should be in the championship games.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That's what it should be. Patriots, Chiefs. So, and it should be Saints and then Rams maybe
Saints,
Eagles.
Yeah.
You know. That's what it should be. But it's all different.
You guys would want to see the most though.
In the Super Bowl?
What is the game?
I want to see Chiefs-Eagles. I think Mahomes-Wentz would just be a great game. I really do.
Andy versus Doug, too.
I'd like to see the Chiefs versus the Rams.
The Rams. Another good young team.
A lot of points that would be in that game would be crazy.
Yeah,
Anything with the Chiefs, I think, would just be exciting. Chiefs-Saints would also be
I would low-key
really
think
good
also the Eagles-Jaguars game, if they somehow were to make it, that'd be a crazy storyline. That would be a crazy storyline. Like, you come back.
Yeah, but, you know, that's not the storyline, you know, Carson Wentz wants. Let's say Nick Foles.
Because in case he loses to Nick Foles, that could be a, you know, bad story.
That's a strike on their career.
That's like... a lot of strikes on his career.
They have a good defense, the Jaguars, but I don't think Nick Foles can make them that much better on offense. You know?
I mean, it's opened up because
they're not better than the Texans.
Andrew Luck,
but they're not better than the Texans.
But look, two teams were going to make it from that division, the Colts and the Texans. I thought personally were going to make it.
That's true.
Now the Texans are still going to make it,
but the Colts are on the bubble.
The Titans are okay. The Jaguars, I think, are better than the Titans. So, like, they have a chance
to get into the 16, the Colts in Bleacher Report's power rankings went from, I'm pretty sure they were 4, and then once Andrew Luck retired, they were 21st.
I don't think Brissett's
bad. Because they're bad.
He's not that bad. I don't think they're that bad.
They added some pieces on
I don't think they're 21st. I think that was pretty bad of them.
Yeah, they actually have an offensive line. Brissett's, he's a Belichick quarterback. Like, I think I was watching, like,
he has to be smart.
Get up. Like, he doesn't make mistakes like that, really. Like, you know? He was getting beat up.
I mean, he was behind Brady and Garoppolo for that year.
He was getting beat up before. If he's getting protected, I think
he could be solid. Yeah,
he's got a good long ball. Yeah, I like his long ball, and T.Y. is a good player to have that.
They still got Jack Doyle coming back.
Eric Ebron.
You got Funchess now.
They got Marlon Mack out the backfield. Hines.
They got some.
Yeah, and right calling the plays is... That's never
bad. The defense is still solid. Like
very young.
But we gotta see how it all plays out.
But what do y'all think about Luck retiring though?
I mean, it's sad. I drafted him in one of my leagues. You guys were with me, obviously. But it's sad. Like it's so sad to see someone with that much talent like not want to play. It's like Gronk. Like you want to see these guys. I might not want to see Gronk be on the Patriots because the Patriots are so good. You don't want to see him be good, but you want to see him play because these guys are so good. Like it was as an Eagles fan, I can't say this, but it was low key upsetting not being able to see Zeke run the ball. Like thinking that, you know,
because
Zeke is such a
superstar.
He's such a superstar, but he's so poised on the field. Like it's so obvious that when he's on the field, he's making his team better. Like that's good football to watch.
Yeah.
That's what you want to watch. I want to see Le'Veon play.
Yeah.
Because he's that electrifying. He's that great on the field.
I also like knowing I beat you and you guys had everyone. Like, you know, like obviously if you don't got Zeke, y'all got it against us this year. Like you guys are like, we beat you, but I'm in the back of my mind, like we can still beat them because we ain't have Zeke. But now there's no question, like we fully healthy, y'all fully healthy. Like, I think that's just better. Like no injuries.
Best
like
honestly matchup.
Football is gonna happen.
Week 7 can't come quick enough, right?
I mean, I'm not ready for that game yet. I gotta see how the first couple weeks play.
I'm always ready for an Eagles Cowboys game. Yeah. Gotta love it.
They be the most nerve wracking games. But we were gone for a grip, so like, what about the whole NBA offseason? Like, what are your takeaways from the NBA offseason? What do you think about
that?
I feel like the NBA has literally turned into one big game of like NBA Jam. You guys remember that game?
Yeah.
NBA Jam. You got two really good players.
Because there's no super teams.
And then you just play twos. Like it's us versus you guys. Yeah. Like. I'm so ready for the season.
I think everyone's already, because the NFL's starting, everyone's forgotten about all the NBA stuff, honestly. But, like, the Kawhi signing, the Paul George trade, like, Anthony Davis getting traded, Boogie signing with the Lakers just to get hurt, and all this stuff with him and his baby mama or whatever.
They added Dwight.
I think
Dwight could be solid.
He could, but it's just,
we'll say,
with his background and his, what he's done in the NBA recently,
the locker room.
I understand, but like, I'm pretty sure with the Hornets or something like that, he averaged like 16.
Oh, he wasn't horrible
with them,
but it's just
if he could do the
locker room issues are a big thing.
I understand, but I think
issues are big
on that team. That's the team he could fit in with. Like, it's just Rondo. You got to worry about Rondo because Rondo is the one that gonna have beef with no matter who in the locker room. But I think Howard can fit in there. You know, he does what you need to do on the LeBron team.
Yeah,
he's a better version of Tristan Thompson, I think. And Brown won with Tristan Thompson.
That's true.
He's going to block, get boards, can't shoot free throws.
I mean, him and AD are just going to be insane.
That defense is going to be insane.
So if Howard just does his job, they could really get to the championship and win. But I think if it's LA against LA in the conference chip, that would be the best possible option.
Who you got?
In the finals?
If you got LA versus LA in the conference championship.
I would have the Clippers.
Nah.
I got the Lakers. I got LeBron.
Bron's that good. I'm not gonna say he's not, but when you put Paul George and Kawhi together,
I think
it might be better than Bron and AD.
I don't think so.
I think it might.
The Clippers low key
with the team around them. Montrezl Harrell, Pat Bev.
I understand, but like, you have to understand, this is LeBron James.
Coming back.
Like, healthy, he always posting on IG, I can't wait for the season to start. But Kawhi just won a championship. Not saying he's content, he's going to let up or anything like that. But I really do think LeBron, especially going like your first, I can't even say that with Kawhi because he won a championship his first year in Toronto. Yeah. But like going somewhere with your, for your first time, and Paul George doesn't even have a resume of winning anything in the NBA. Not saying he's not a great player, but neither does Anthony Davis. But I'm taking Bron over Kawhi if it comes down to it.
Well, yeah. No, I wouldn't say that Kawhi's better. I know Bron's better.
That's what it's going to come down to in the finals.
I think it will come down to that, but I think that the offense that Kawhi brings with his amazing defense is just making it makes every team that much better. Like, that's how that, Toronto
but
won.
But you have to also think they added the Lakers added Danny Green. Danny Green's been Kawhi's teammate his whole career. He's watched him play. Mm-hmm. He can give insight on to other teammates like how are we going to guard him? How are we going
to
play?
But just because you know how to do it, just because you know how to do it, doesn't mean you can do it.
But
Kawhi is a different type of player.
You think how Kawhi plays? He's kind of an isolation player, and so is Lou Williams. So is Paul George. They're all isolated. LeBron James, he's an isolation player, but he's going to find his teammates and do everything. And I think with the shooters around him, AD also has a jump shot.
Oh, LeBron got such a good team around him now.
That's
they
what
really
I'm saying.
Do.
So I really do think but the I think Lakers gel more.
Alex Caruso
I think that,
coming off the
I think
bench.
That the Clippers were already, like, solid, but for what the NBA was last year, they weren't really solid technically.
Yeah.
So now I think Doc Rivers wants to be back on top, and I think Doc Rivers is a good enough coach with
Frank
that team.
Vogel was taking
because when you put those young, like they're not all old like veteran superstars. They got young guys. They got Montrez. They got Zubac. They got Landry, who's a Sixer.
What like to Nasir's point, when you have Danny Green knowing Kawhi, Frank Vogel was Paul George.
But again, just because you know, just because you know him, doesn't mean you can stop it.
That's their two best players. Doesn't mean they can stop it. But Frank Vogel was also taking Paul George and Roy Hibbert and David West to Game 7 against LeBron James, Chris Bosh, and Dwayne Wade. Yeah. He's also a really good head coach. And now he knows he basically made Paul George a superstar. Paul George was drafted mid-first round. He made Paul. No, he didn't make him technically, but like that was he knows what makes Paul George succeed in his league. So
he's
I really
watched
think
him play.
Also
it's a lot of film.
He watched him grow.
He really
he watched
did.
Him became a superstar from day one.
And he's got superstars to play defense. Like going into the paint is going to be a hassle for a lot of teams.
Yeah, but that
minus
that's the
thing,
Sixers. Like, they have the players
yeah,
around
I said
them.
I said it minus the Sixers. All right,
so let's talk about the.
The Sixers, you
want to
talk about
NBA.
The Sixers? I would love to talk about the Sixers.
Let's just talk about the power moves that my man Elton Brand made.
You want to talk about, like, Jimmy Butler leaving? Is that a power move?
I want to talk about post-Jimmy Butler leaving first.
First of all, I want to say, I don't hate Jimmy Butler. I just think that it was dumb of him to say that he wanted a championship, that
and
he wanted
to Miami,
you know, and then
go
to
Miami.
Miami. Yeah. That's the only reason that I think he was dumb. I respect him for making the decision. That's probably where he's happiest. I think, got better, the Sixers, without him. So I'm fine with it.
I just think kind of a Sixers
I'm just going to love to boom if we're
like,
there.
He kind of, like, fell into the Jimmy Butler trap. Like
the saga. It was a saga.
You have to think about it. If we're in the, like, you're Dan, you're in the NBA or Nas, you're in the NBA, and you're a borderline max player. In your contract season, you're going to act right, especially if you're having problems. So he already caused problems in Minnesota, did all that stuff, beating them with scrubs or whatever. Yeah. Then he gets traded here, and he was acting perfect. He was like, oh, yeah, Jimmy's cool. He's not causing no problems, blah, blah, blah. But I felt like it was kind of just like an act so he can get his money. And
I mean, he seemed
to
like he was towards the later part of the season, though, like he really wanted to win with us.
In the playoffs, he was carrying us. I'm not even going to lie, but I just think that's his competitiveness. And he saw a chance at a championship. And ultimately, when we lost, he felt like he probably couldn't win with Embiid and Ben because of their worth.
But he thinks he can go to Miami.
Yeah, I don't know
what's
his
up with him. Like, you don't know. That's the thing about Jimbo. You don't know what he's thinking. He's a weird dude.
Yeah.
He's a weird dude. Not like weird, but like the way he
I don't
thinks.
Think he had issues in the locker room. Like, I don't think it was an act.
No, it wasn't that. But
I
like,
think that he was.
His
I
mindset.
Think that he was really he good
on
the Sixers. He really was. But
I think,
before he was even traded from Minnesota, he's like, this is my last year. If I don't go to the team that makes me that happy, that, like, we don't have a great chance, like, I'm going to leave and probably go to Miami. Because he had said before, right, that he wanted to
play. The thing is, though, we're saying this, but, like, by next year, you know, Miami could be making power
moves.
They could,
but Jimmy Butler,
they could
attract people. How many years is his max contract? Five?
Four?
Yeah. So by 2 or 3 years, he's going to be How old is he right now?
20. He's old already.
Yeah, so he's going to be closer to the end of his prime. Yeah. So he's I just don't see them winning a championship.
Yeah, but you got to think KD comes three, back. 4 years. KD comes back on the Nets, he's going to be a different team.
I'm pretty sure Jimmy Butler's
They could be good. They got Tyler Hero in the draft. They got
They're recruiting Melo.
Yeah, but in the Eastern, they're still not even a top 5 team. Let's say if they get next year, they get Brad Beal. Are they better than the Sixers? Are they better than the Nets? Are they going to be better than the Celtics?
We
got to
see all the other moves.
Are they
going to
be better than Giannis? Like, I know,
but
I
if Jimmy is
that,
the one superstar there and he doesn't have another one, there's no way they make a chip.
Speaking of Giannis, did you guys see what happened in the international game? The coach said he figured out how to, like, the coach is known for 6 months how to stop him. That's ridiculous.
Because
he watched the Toronto film.
And he held Giannis at like 15 or 16.
Really?
He had a 40-year-old guard him.
Wow.
Varejao dropped like 22 in the game, bro. It was actually crazy. But like, Giannis is still dominant.
Oh, yeah.
The league, yeah. He's still unstoppable. He's going to get his jumper's getting better too, which is getting scary.
Yeah, it is. What about Ben's jumper?
We'll see. We go through this act every year. We believe that Ben Simmons is going to come with a jump
see,
shot.
I'm not.
He feels confident. No, because I don't want to see a highlight. Show me the game.
I understand. I don't want to, like, I hate I that people talk about it. I want to talk about, like, our actual chances, even if he doesn't have a jump shot. Even if he doesn't.
Sixers related besides Ben Simmons.
Exactly. So I want to hear about Al Horford. I want to hear about Embiid. I want to hear about Josh Richardson. Like, yeah. I want to hear what they're doing and how they're bonding and how they're going to be good this year. Like, they could really be something special this year.
We do
got to especially on defense.
We have a lot of new pieces. Like, it might look sloppy early.
Oh, yeah. It definitely will. And I'm fine with that.
Panic, though, because,
oh, my God. Everyone's going to panic.
Like,
everyone.
A couple of these teams are just going to look sloppy. Like,
these are all new teams. It's a lot of new rosters.
Yeah, that's fine. But we should be, once the trade deadline hits and we get whoever we get at the trade deadline, the Sixers, they have to look. They have to start really working and grinding to look look good on the court.
Because
we look sloppy all the time.
I think they're
going to
be a number one or number two team, though.
They should.
I think they're going to be a top two team.
With that roster, there's no way they shouldn't.
What's the top five NBA teams?
Top five NBA?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go.
I mean, I'll start. I'll go Lakers first.
Yeah.
Clippers second. Third, I'm going Sixers. Four, I'm going Warriors. I really still do think they're going to be solid. Especially once Clay, like, maybe not record-wise, they're going to be the fourth best team. But come playoff time, whoever has to play them out of the LA teams, it's not going to be an easy series. Because they still got Steph. Clay's going to be back. They're going to have D'Lo who can score. Like, Steph is just going to go back to the MVP Steph dropping 30 points. That's all that's going to happen. And then D'Lo can add 20 points. So, I really do think
D'Lo was a really good pickup.
Especially for losing KD. They could have lost him for free.
Yeah.
And then five, I'm going to go for this year because KD's out. I'd have to go Milwaukee. I'm going to go Milwaukee five.
Okay.
This is Giannis. You got the best player. Like, probably
Chris
second,
Middleton's
third
really
best
good
player
too.
In the NBA.
He's playing in FIBA. Yeah. If he gets an open shot, like, he really doesn't miss open shots.
Oh, yeah.
He does.
He's got a great form.
That whole team, they have a whole bunch of shooters around Giannis, and that's why they was good last year until Kawhi happened.
I'm going Lakers. I think LeBron's going to get it done this year if it comes down to it, because LeBron really, like, he really needs to lock in, and he has the team that he wanted around him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got the big. He's got the people that can shoot. He's got people that can do it all a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I got them at one. Then two, I got to go with Kawhi. Because if it's going to be someone that stops Bron, it's going to be Kawhi with Paul George. Like, that team has depth to go against it. Three, probably go the Sixers because they got length. So if they're going to compete.
So you got the same three as Shamar so far.
Yeah,
nice.
I got top three as Shamar. Three, four, I'm going to go with the Bucks because I think Giannis is still dominant. He's still the past MVP, and he's still got basically the same team around him.
Yeah.
Mine is Brogdon. That's going to hurt. That is going to hurt.
Oh, yeah, that is going to
hurt. Them losing Brogdon is going to hurt them.
Yeah.
Pacers made power moves.
And then five, I got the Jazz. Listen, call me crazy. They could honestly get it done. Nah, they got Mike Conley, bro. That's
I'm saying it now. The Jazz are going to have the regular seed. They're going to have the one seed going into the playoffs.
They really could. They really could.
There's a lot of teams. I don't know.
I'm just saying there's always a weird team. You know, like the Warriors don't always the Nuggets.
But the Nuggets will be up there again. So it's just interesting.
The Hawks in the East, like, it's not always the best team gets the one. Like, I really do think it's going to be the Jazz. Regular season-wise, they're going to beat up on a lot of teams.
I feel like them or the Clippers because, like, the Clippers haven't been. Yeah. A while.
That's true. Oh, yeah, that is true. The Clippers are going to be tough.
That was your five?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm going to switch it up a little. I'm going to go Clippers first. We already had this argument, so I won't explain. And then Bron and the Lakers. Bron and AD are going to tear it up, obviously. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go Sixers. Keep it same as y'all. Sixers starting five is one of the best in the league. Their bench depth is really good. I like Zaire Smith and Matisse off the bench. They could be something really special. Four, I'm going to go with someone that you guys haven't said. I'm going to go with the Rockets.
I knew it.
The Rockets. With Chris Paul, they were giving Golden State fits. And I know it's Russ and Harden, and everyone's like, they're not going to get along, but they've already played together. No, I know you haven't.
They played together before.
I understand
they were stars.
That. But they have chemistry on the court already.
Yeah, they're
not going to be selfish to each other. They both want a chip. I know Russ wants a chip. I know he does. So, like, he might have to give up that triple-double life to play with Harden. Mm-hmm. But I think that if that were to work out, they could be something really good.
I feel like Harden doesn't feel the need to score that much. Because he knows Russ is going to keep the energy going.
Definitely.
Chris Paul is too, like, lazy. Not lazy,
he's just older. Like, Russ is so fast.
Russ is a
dog. Him and Harden on the fast break, or him and all those shooters on the fast break, could be really good. Mm-hmm. It really could. Their defense just has to step up.
And Russ's maybe three-point shot has to get better because if he's going to be pulling those.
20%.
And my five, I'm going to go with another team that no one said, and the Trailblazers. I love that pickup of Whiteside. I love Nassir Little as their draft pick. I don't know how he fell to them. They were, a Western Conference final team, and he fell to them. I thought that was a little ridiculous, but good for them. And then Damian Lillard is always coming. Trying to come different every year. CJ, same thing. They all want to get better every year. They're all looking better every year, but they just can't get over that hump. With Whiteside, Nurkic is good, but he's not championship type center to start, I don't think.
Yeah.
Whiteside, if he has the mentality now that he has Dame and CJ instead of Goran Dragic and Dwayne Wade, I guess. Like it's just different
now.
That's
his Winslow, man.
Exactly. I think that they're gonna be really good.
Yeah, I can see that. But, like, you know how we talk about what matchup we would like to see in football in the championship? In basketball, not even this year, but next year, like, the Rockets versus the Nets. Like, Harden and Westbrook against KD.
That could be interesting.
That's a very offensive game.
If KD comes back 100% healthy, they are going to be a force in the East. Like, they will get the number one. They will get the number one.
Yes. The Sixers need to win this year if we want a chance.
Yes.
Because it's going to be raps if KD does come back and is 100%. It's crazy. But who do you think is going to be the best rookie then?
Best rookie.
I mean, it's so hard to not say Zion. You want to say besides Zion? All right, we're not saying Zion.
If it's not Zion, I definitely got Ja. I feel like Ja's going to be a dog. He's got the explosiveness in his game. He's quick. He knows how to play. He knows how to play good team basketball. Like, he's not the superstar that has to just take every shot, but he's willing to if he needs to take that, like, big winning shot.
Yeah, definitely.
And he's got Jaren Jackson Jr. with him. I think that's going to be a good
game. See, I'm just going to say the Pelicans draft. Besides Zion,
they have
Jackson Hayes, who is – how tall is he?
He's not that tall. He's like 6'9".
But the way he plays, like, he shouldn't be that much of a freak of an athlete, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, he plays a very good game for how he looks, you know? And then they got Nikhil Alexander Walker at 17 in the draft. This guy, he was – I thought he was known to be a bucket. Like, I didn't think he would fall to 17. I thought he would be closer to 10, but there were a lot of more, like, better names, you know, and he was on a team that didn't make it that far, Virginia Tech, but he showed in what's it called, Summer League, that he can give people buckets. Like, he's like Alonzo Trier last year.
Yeah,
he came out late in the draft, but he's a scorer. So if you give him the ball when he comes off the bench, because he's after Jrue Holiday, he's after Lonzo. Yeah. So he's going to be like that 10th, 11th, 12th guy. But once he comes on the on the court and he has that energy to just give people buckets when they're tired, like, he's going to be good in the NBA. I think the Pelicans did really well during the draft.
I think I'm going to go with Ja Morant's teammate in Brandon Clark.
Ooh, Brandon Clark. I love that
He
pick.
Dominated the summer league. I think he won MVP for the championship. Yeah. Like, he, even at Gonzaga, he just looked like he was a pro basketball player. Mm-hmm. And I think once he gets a little bit bigger, him and Ja Morant, and then you also have Jaren Jackson. Like, they just have a young squad. And I think he has an opportunity, kind of like how, like, Jahlil Okafor, when he was on the Sixers and they were, like, bad, he had he had an opportunity to just get buckets. I think Brandon Clark has the opportunity to do that, but, like, now he has other people to also
John Morant's going to love finding him and Jaren Jackson.
Yeah, John Morant can actually pass. Yeah. Like, and then Jaren Jackson's more of the stretch, and then Clark can kind of just handle the post himself in the mid-range area. I really do think Brandon Clark is.
They were smart for getting rid of Conley. As good as Conley is, that contract was too big, and Ja was... He's the next best thing. Like, he's the next guy up. He's going to be so good in the NBA.
Yeah, I can see it. But before we wrap it up, let's just go, like, get a quick top five list. And how about top five just out of NBA and NFL players, your top five favorite athletes?
Just NFL and NBA?
Yeah, NFL and NBA. Top five favorite
athletes. You want me to start?
Yeah.
Well, it's mostly for me going to be, like, my team.
Yeah, I see you.
But I'll try and change it up. My first one, I'm going to say Alshon. Alshon is – he was a big reason for us winning the Super Bowl, so I got to go with him. I'm going to go Embiid. Embiid is a force, best center in the league, and he needs that chip, man. My third favorite athlete. Jeez, there is some good ones. I'm gonna go with Mike Scott. Okay. He's hilarious. He's hilarious, and he's all business when he gets on the court. Like, he'll laugh, but he's all business. Like, he'll make a dagger three like he did against the Nets.
Yeah.
And he's like he talks to people on social media. Like, he's just a fun guy. You know?
He's a fun guy. He's a Kawhi.
Which then brings me to Kawhi as my fourth one. I think Kawhi is he's a fun guy. Like, I don't know what to say. Like, I don't know why I said that before, because I should have waited till now. But Kawhi is he showed that he's really, like, I think he's right next to LeBron and KD. Like, I think he really is now. And I think when he showed that, it was really cool to see. Because if he wins with LA and is MVP in the finals, that's first person to ever get three different finals MVP, three finals MVPs on three different teams. So that would be crazy. And then my fifth, I'm going to go another NBA player and say Devin Booker. He was getting a lot of shit for that video when he got double teamed, but I'm gonna back him up and say, like, he really does get that in the NBA because his team around him so bad. Like, it's not his fault that his team around him so bad. He was drafted there, but he's always getting that. So I think he's a walking bucket. I think if he gets a team around him, he is really gonna flourish and be all-star year after year after year after year after year. Best shooter in the league right now. That's what I'm saying. That's just what I'm saying.
Best shooters.
Yeah.
All right,
we're going top five athletes, Nas.
My top five.
Wait, whoa.
We're going back.
Backtrack.
The rewind.
We're gonna have to wait.
What'd you just say, bro?
Best shooter in the
league? I'm not gonna say, bro. Klay and Steph are amazing 3-point shooters.
Amazingly better than Devin Booker as 3-point shooting.
They're amazing 3-point shooters. Devin Booker,
top
I believe, has the most pure stroke to go with. Like, every he can go inside and shoot. He can go outside and shoot. Steph is more just outside. Klay can't even dribble. So that's why I'm saying, like, he's just a 3-point shooter. I'm saying all everything.
If I can give you 60,
Steph is the best shooter
all time. If I can give you 60 without dribbling,
I'm saying right now in the NBA, I think Devin Booker is a better shooter than Steph Curry.
We'll see how.
Well, yeah, once it gets closer, like, to October.
That's gone.
Hey, we'll have a talk, especially when that season starts, because Devin Booker, he's a nice shooter.
I got top five. I'm going to go off with my guy, Joel. Embiid. He know he's a jukester.
He's a nobody.
He's always clowning the other teams. Like, we just dominate in the paint. We can give you a little Embiid. Finesse bucket, and he lets you know, like, I'm giving you buckets. Like, that's my type of, like, talking. And number two, it's my guy. What's fuck wrong with you, boy? Mr. DeAndre Hopkins.
Yes, sir.
Doesn't drop anything, for one. He's a dog. He can go up against anybody. Like, he can go up against any DB. Like, anybody, you can double him. It doesn't matter. Like,
his catch radius is...
it's ridiculous. I'm going to go another receiver because you said my guy, Alshon. That's a 17. That's my number. So, you feel me. That's my guy. He's the Philly kid. So he's going to help bring us a chip this year too.
Yeah, we could play in Miami three times. You know, or in Florida three times, I mean.
You know I said it. We're going to the bowl this year. Said it earlier.
Oh, man. These top five. I guess I have to say a bad take.
You're
when
four,
I
do my number four, I'm going LeBron James. That's like, I'm not even trying to be like, I just realized LeBron's I'm really witnessing greatness.
He's the
like,
GOAT.
Every day, like this man, he shows you what he can do at his age, and like no one can tell me different. He's the greatest player of all time. You can get at me, you can hit my phone, like if you want to talk to me about that, because LeBron is the GOAT.
Yeah.
End of discussion. And my number five, it's the guy out Portland. We talked about him, CJ McCollum. He's a crisp bucket. You feel me?
Like, CJ smooth.
On the shop, they were talking. Kevin Love was talking about him, and they were like, well, no one can stop his two moves. But then Kevin Love's like, no. He doesn't just have like the 1-2 move. He has the 1-2 and then seven different counters. He can step back.
He can
fake and go in. He can do everything. CJ he's so good. I love hearing NBA players, like great players, talk good about other NBA players that good. Kevin Love and CJ were talking so well about each other. I want to see Kevin Love on Portland now.
Yeah.
I really want to see
that
it.
That would be tough.
I would love to see it.
That would be tough.
I like that as your fifth. CJ's really good.
My top five, number one, I got to go Ezekiel Elliott.
Of course.
That's my guy. He's just
changed
a dog.
Changed it up to a Cowboys fan. That's fine. I can't say that.
He's a dog, bro. Yeah. Like, you know, he has his issues, but just on the field,
he's a problem.
He's a grown man.
I witnessed him jump over a man.
number two.
He's just goofy, too.
Number two, I got to go Bron. Like, dudes, you know, Nasir explained it already. Number three, I'm going Joel Embiid. He's just hilarious, the way he just connects with fans, you know. It's just crazy. You go to a game, no matter what Embiid does, if he does something good, you got to go crazy. That's just how it feels. Like,
he's a momentum builder.
He gives you that energy. It's crazy. And then number four, I got to go another Cowboy, DeMarcus Lawrence.
Oh, yeah.
He's my dude.
Mr. Alch. He's just a choke those quarterbacks.
He's just a savage. Like, I just like his mentality. He's always hype. He's always ready to go. I always know, like, out of everybody, he's always going to be locked in, and he's going to do his job. And then number five, staying with football, got to go can't guard Mike.
He got the best
attitude in the league. Best, like,
dude, when he pulled out that phone, bro, I was done.
Yeah, that's what I'm
that
saying.
Awesome.
Like, he just produces. I think he's so slept on. Like, you know, more people are starting to realize how good he is, but I think he's so slept on. I've been on him for like the past 2 years. I've been just seeing how good he possibly could be, and then, you know, he has a great throwing to him, and then just his attitude, his motto. He really doesn't think anyone can guard him. Neither do I.
It's just funny that you think that because he's an Ohio State guy.
It's okay. It's okay. I got two Ohio State people on here.
Do it. Ohio State.
I got two Ohio State.
And you have LeBron, who would have went to Ohio State.
It's okay, though. It's okay. LeBron's a Cowboys fan, so that's all that
is.
Is he?
Whose locker room was he in? Whose locker room was he in?
We are not talking about this.
Exactly.
All right, but that's going to wrap up the first podcast. We'll catch you guys next week.
We back.
And, yeah, we back. We're going to keep talking more sports, probably football week one around the corner. So,
let's go.
Catch
y'all.
Get at me.